Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Misty. I'm proud that you decided to join back in and listen. And if you're new here, welcome for the first time. Glad that you found the podcast. And I hope that whatever you hear on the podcast helps you out and gives you more information, more resources. To start off at the top of the podcast, I always like to give information. If you just need advocacy, maybe you need some information about your area, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is a good place to start. That number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233. If you just want to go online and say you don't really want to talk to an advocate, you're just not there yet, and you just want to like get online and just, you know, kind of discover things, you can always go to domesticshelters.org. You can find your local shelters there. And also, if you would, kind of research what state you're in, because your state has a crisis line number. You may have a local agency around you that has a crisis line number. So if you're in a crisis situation, or maybe you just need some resources, those are a really great place to start, is in your own state, your own crisis line numbers. I suggest doing that. So I'm very excited. Today's guests, and I'm just going to introduce them and introduce their organization. Miss Dr. Angela Walker, CEO, and Dr. Mark Haynes, Executive President over the Mothers United Against Gun Violence. Hi, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Thank you
so much, Ms. D.
So, Miss Angela and Mr. Mark, they're both on a three-way call. So if you guys are listening and hear them both speak, that's the reason. So Angela, so y'all have this a big event coming up October the 28th. It starts at 10 a.m. and it will end at 12 p.m. Just kind of like go over exactly what the event is about, the title, and you know, what y'all are actually doing in the community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much, Misty, and it is just a pleasure to be here along with my co-partner and I won't say in crime, to prevent crime, Dr. Mark Haynes. We are Mothers United Against Gun Violence. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are hosting a forum on October 28th at 10 a.m., and it will be held at the Homewood Public Library. And it is open to the public. And the title, our theme is Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, A Time to Heal, Turning Pain into Power. Well, October is Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And we want to bring these amazing speakers, these amazing professionals who have dealt with domestic violence and sexual assault in so many ways. And so we're bringing them together to bring awareness, to bring resources, information, and let women and men know who are going through these things that there is help available. Because it's not only women who suffer domestic violence, men suffer it also. So we're just coming together to let them know that they are not alone and there is help available. We want to give them information. We want to give them confidential information that they can receive and share and pass along to others, because some people are coming for somebody else. And we want them to know that everything that we share, that they share, is confidential. And even the forum is going to be, even though we're going to be live streaming the speakers, we will not put anyone on the camera that does not want to be on camera. So we are protecting, we are covering everyone that needs to and wants to be covered. Domestic violence is something that stems to the gun violence that we're experiencing every day. And so we want to, again, bring awareness and bring professionals and resources that can help minimize and help stop the gun violence that is occurring on a regular basis. I am a domestic violence survivor, and I could have been a statistic. And so knowing that what it did in my life and what it could have contributed to my sons who were who are seeing it occur on a regular basis, I know that they could have been the next individual to propagate this violence, to whether it was abusing a woman or doing the violence of killing with gun violence. And so it stems from something, and it doesn't stop. It keeps spreading. And so we are here as Mothers United Against Gun Violence to bring awareness to what is a contributing factor to the gun violence that we're experiencing on a regular basis. And so that's just a part of it. And I want Dr. Haynes to jump in and just share some things from his professional perspective as well.
Okay, thank you. Well, this forum will empower domestic violence survivors, which is a unique opportunity to engage in meaningful discussion with the first group of domestic violence survivors and service providers. Together, we will explore the impact of domestic violence. We're going to share information on how to access resources and policy solutions needed to advance, you know, the healing, the prevention, and safety for domestic violence survivors. You know, Missy, this forum is unique because we are cultivating partnerships between healthcare providers and domestic violence advocates to promote survivors' health and safety. And you know, intimate partner violence, I need to say this, intimate partner violence is a public health problem of epidemic proportions, impacting 1 in 4 U.S. women and 1 in 7 men. Intimate partner violence contributes to injuries, chronic health issues, high risk of health behaviors. So we have to start looking at this issue from a public health perspective. And listen to these statistics, because they are mind-boggling. On average, more than 3 women a day are murdered by husbands or boyfriends in the United States. Nearly 1 in 4 women in the United States report experiencing violence by a current or former spouse or boyfriend at the same point, some point in their life. So the goal of this forum is to advance the field of healthcare response to domestic violence. The goal is achieved through 4 parts. 1, the impact and partnership. 2, the latest health findings and promising practices. 3, innovative research. And 4, prevention and intervention. So this forum is unique in so many perspectives that we're just looking forward to for it to be very powerful and impactful for you know, everybody who attends.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I seen the poster or the flyer that you guys made, and so if you would, Angela, who are your speakers on that day? Can you kind of give us a brief list?
Yes. I'm going to give you well, some of them you know, maybe
yes,
all
ma'am.
Of them you know.
Yes, ma'am.
One of our speakers is Cleola Callahan, and she is the executive director of domestic violence services from the YWCA. She is a professional, and their bios will be read during the forum, and because we want all of the attendees to know that this is not just a bringing together of people who just want to talk about it, but who have in-depth experience and knowledge on how to get to the core and try to reach women before they become victims of domestic violence. We want to talk about the signs of domestic violence so they can know, and we are bringing young boys and girls in so they can understand what are some of the things that can contribute to their lives that could cause them to be victims or the contributor to domestic violence. So we have Ms. Cleola Callahan. Again, we have Dr. Shelley McGrath. She is the associate professor from the Department of Criminal Justice from the University of Alabama, Birmingham. When I tell you we have some heavy weighters coming in and they are locking arms with Mothers United, we are totally, totally excited and humbled that they would see us as a viable organization and source that they can join and bring awareness and bring the knowledge that everyone needs to know about domestic violence. We have Danielle Mars, who is a clinical director from One Place Metro Alabama Family Justice Center. Again, dealing with that, providing resources, providing help for women who are dealing with these issues, providing a safe haven for them, providing clothing, providing shelter, and everything that these women need to know that they don't have to endure this. They don't have to stay there, but keep it moving. We have Ms. Jess Tomlinson. She's a rape response outreach and education coordinator from the Crisis Center, Inc. Again, specialist dealing with domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, all of these things contributing to what we're facing on a regular basis. Whitney Ziegler, Director of Programs for Youth Serves. Again, those impressionable individuals who could be the next victim or who could be the next one committing these crimes. And so we've asked her to bring these young people so that they can see, they can hear, and they can understand what domestic violence looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like, because it has a sound, because there is language that's used when it comes to domestic violence. Sometimes they don't put their hands on you, but it's the words and the things that they say that means that they are a contributor to domestic violence. And we have Ms. Suzanne Montgomery Clark. She's the co-founder and board president for the Megan Montgomery Foundation. She lost her daughter to a domestic violence situation. And so she is a fighter, she is an advocate, and she is a warrior when it comes to domestic violence. Again, helping individuals to avoid it before it happens. And so, Misty, we have such a great lineup of speakers who are going to come, who are going to impact, who are going to inform, to inspire, to engage with those who are coming, so that the information that shared that day can continue to be a domino effect that those who receive it can share it with somebody else to let them know that there is hope, there is help, there are resources, and there is a way out and way through domestic violence.
Thank you so much, Ms. Angela, for letting all the listeners know about the event and about the speakers. Yeah, that's a bunch of heavy hitters. They very passionate, very purpose driven. I know several on the list. So yeah, very impressive, and you know, I appreciate you guys for your work, and I know that the community is going to thank you for this forum, and you know, I just really respect you guys for what you do. You have my respect, and I appreciate you so much. And just for the listeners, this is in Homewood, Alabama. So I know that we have a lot of listeners across the United States that listen in. So that this is for the Alabama area. So if you're in that area, please come out that day on October the 28th at 10 a.m. It'll last till 12 p.m. It sounds like it's going to be very, very impactful. I know it's going to be impactful, and I put my stamp of approval on that. And
thank you so much.
I really appreciate you guys for coming on and just talking about the event and, you know, talking about how impactful. Angela, every time you spoke a name, you really, you know, spoke how you felt about every individual, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. And again, for those who are in the Alabama area, the Homewood Public Library is 1721 Oxmoor Road in Homewood, Alabama. It's going to be held in the main auditorium. As I stated earlier, we will be streaming on Facebook Live the speakers so that they are able to hear the information, so that they are able to connect with the information that's being shared on that day. But we will not have the audience on the camera, but we want those who cannot make it to be a part of it via Facebook Live. We will have the Mothers United Against Gun Violence Facebook up and live on that day. So those who have not liked that page, Mothers United Against Gun Violence on Facebook, You can also email us at Mothers United AGV, that's Angela George Victory 912@gmail.com for more information.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Angela, for the information. I appreciate you both coming on the podcast today. If you would stay on the line as I say goodbye to the folks, and I'm gonna wrap it up real quick. But y'all guys, go follow her. Y'all go follow the Facebook page. It's very important that you follow updates, and that way you can see the live. So wherever you're located on the other side of the United States, you can join in for this. So I'm going to be sharing the information on the Survivor podcast page, and everywhere I can share the information, I will share the poster and a link to their podcast episode. So y'all go listen and join in on that day, because it is so important that we all stick together. Community is everything.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a part of the community, you are a part of the community. It affects us all.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. And stay tuned to the next episode. Bye, everyone.